Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alrighty, third hour. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206, live from our Quicken Loans studio. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Been a good show. Obviously, a lot of Urban Meyer. And we also chatted with Richard Sherman. You guys could go and download that. It's up there for free, radio.com. All right, T, before we get to Aaron Rodgers and McCarthy here, got some great sound from Rodgers today who spoke. Here's the, my buddy sent me this earlier. Mm-hmm. Let's see. That a lawyer representing Oakview Group, the expansion applicant, registered 38 different domains involving these names in
38.
Seattle.
38.
Got to lock it down if you want to have a cool name, right?
Wow.
I mean, you know, you got to tap every base, right? The Seattle Cougars, that's weak. Mm. I don't like that. Seattle Eagles, no, that's weak. Mm. Seattle Emeralds, I actually really like. The Emerald City,
yeah, but what would
that's
be what would be the
Emerald? Emerald would be the logo. The Emerald,
yeah. Doesn't it have to be
it's
something
green.
Like the Sonics? It's got to be something
what, like a wolf, like a Bigfoot.
I don't know. Emerald,
Sonic.
It's not. It's,
I like
it's
the,
inanimate.
True, but a lot of the, well, what's a Miami Heat? A flame?
That's a great question.
I mean, think about that.
The Space Eagles.
The Space Eagles?
The Space Needles.
Does it have to be something like Supersonics, like the Super Emerald or the Super Needles?
I mean, it doesn't have to be. It could be.
If you want to try to their jerseys have to be green
but you
and yellow.
Pay
their jerseys are going to be dope.
They
guaranteed.
Have to be
but
green
you
and
have
yellow.
To pay
have
some
to
homage, right?
Well, you could do that with the colors. Yeah, yeah. That's why this the Emerald City. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. The Seattle Evergreens is pretty cool. Mm. I actually kind of like that one, although that feels a little bit too much like the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm. I don't know. The Evergreens, but not bad. Seattle Firebirds, nah. The Seattle Rainiers, which was a minor league baseball team, which actually have an old shirt of theirs somehow for some reason. Seattle Renegades, nah. Seattle Sea Lions, nah.
Not ferocious.
Nah, yeah, a little bit too timid. The Sea Lions. Yeah, we're going to play Sea Lions today. Yeah. Let's devour
I
them.
I got one for you.
What do you got?
Seattle Coffee Beans.
The Seattle Espressos. The Seattle Pikes. The Seattle Ventis.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just stop messing around. Let's call them the Starbucks.
The Seattle Expensive Coffee. Seattle Seals. Seattle Sockeyes. Sockeyes, is that a fish? I believe it is. That's not bad.
Fish markets, yeah.
I like that. The sockeye's pretty good. Also, you can have a little sockeye sake night. You can do sake shots and eat sake. Sockeye. The Seattle Totems and the Seattle Whalers. See, I like the Whalers, but you kind of
wasn't it there already?
Well, you're kind of stealing from the Hartford Whalers back in the day.
Yeah, can't do that.
Mike, can you get us some intel? You know what? I would love to have somebody on the show about this. Yeah. Let's get somebody on at some point later in the week.
They haven't formed the team yet.
Yeah, they did. It's all over the place.
I don't know. They awarded it to him, but is there like a GM and an owner and
I believe it's the investment group that obviously got the bid. They don't have a name to my knowledge. I you know, not that I've been following this all day, but I don't think they've got a GM or decision makers yet, but even somebody, you know, from I don't know, from one of the offices that
they had the lobby to get it.
Yeah,
so whoever was behind it, that'd be cool to actually talk to.
Where are they going to play? They're not going to play at Key Arena, which is still standing. That place is kind of a dump.
Temporarily, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could always do that for temporarily.
What season is
sure.
it? Oh, it's 2021.
You know what would be sweet, though?
So it's out there. They have four or three years.
A couple years, that's true. You know what would be sweet? You know how they do the New Year's Day games in the snow on the NHL? How about that in Seattle,
that'd be
where the Seahawks play.
That would be the way to open it.
Oh, that would be tremendous.
That would be cool, actually.
A lot of opportunities out there. I'm happy for the great city of Seattle. All right, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. Let's play this. Now, actually, you know, start with Mark Murphy, the Packers president and CEO. He was asked if Rodgers didn't really hesitate here, and it almost sounded, maybe I'm reading too much into this. You tell me if you think I'm wrong after we play the cut. It almost sounded like Mark Murphy. He's a little bit annoyed at Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much. But he was asked about Will Rodgers have say in the hiring of the next head coach?
No, he won't. Obviously, he's free to provide input and talk to us, but he's not going to be part of the process. Yeah. Well, the other thing I'd say, Aaron was no part at all of the decision to move on from Mike.
Correct.
Now you throw that in there, which we don't really buy necessarily, but a little dismissive. That's a good question. I mean, did he answer that properly, or did he need to at least placate Rodgers publicly a little bit? A little bit. That was a real distance, like, nope, not involved. Nope, moving on, next.
But he also kind of absolved him from the firing of Mike McCarthy as well.
True.
So I wonder what the actuality is. Well, we know what the actuality is. There was a rift growing, and whether it was articulated by Aaron Rodgers to Mike Murphy or anyone else in the front office of the Packers or not, he said it basically publicly every chance he got about how much he disliked this offense and the direction that the team was going.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't even have to have a conversation. I want this head coach gone. He basically said it every single time he was asked about this offense. So even if he didn't directly say, hey, I want Mike McCarthy fired, he kind of indirectly did.
Well, every time he sabotaged a play that was coming in, all the stories, Lock and Forest had this, CBSSports.com, changing plays. I mean, talk about taking the knees out of the coach. And it is, at that point, Mike McCarthy has no shot.
You're right.
Zero chance.
Now, the other side of that, which is who do you hire, and is Aaron Rodgers part of that conversation? I think it's probably one of the most unique hiring situations that I can think of. When have we had a superstar like this who is viewed as the best of the best, who has a contract that locks him in for eternity, basically, or at least until he decides he doesn't want to do it anymore, have a head coaching job come available? I mean, Eli did, but
Eli's not in that category.
Exactly, and he's not even that kind of guy.
Elway had a couple of coaches, right?
Yeah, but it was a different world back then.
No, I hear you. I'm just kind of like historically, like Marino played for Shula. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to deal with that. The 70s Steelers, Chuck Knoll was there. I'm just kind of going through history because it's a great question.
Yeah.
Because you might be right. It might be the most unique head
coach. Tom Brady's had Belichick the whole time.
Belichick for sure. Peyton. Let me see. Dungy. And then, I don't think that would apply to Peyton.
But even
Walsh with Montana.
But here's the thing, BT. Even if you find one, where they're not the guy that Aaron Rodgers is.
You mean the personality?
Yeah, the personality that Aaron Rodgers is. He's surly, he's blunt.
Well, is he surly or is he? I think he's. I don't know that he's surly. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's. I gotta tell you, this is going to sound weird. And it's going to sound really mean, too, and I don't mean it to be that way. Mm-hmm. I don't like Aaron Rodgers as much as I used to.
Why? Because how he treats people? How he talks to people?
I've lost a little respect for him this year. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with what he's missing some throws that he can make in his sleep. I'm not a big fan of locker room lawyers and guys who lead. You know, he led a sabotage of Mike McCarthy. Guys quit playing for Mike McCarthy. You lost to the Cardinals at frigid Lambeau.
But is he justified?
I don't think you're ever justified to quit or to lead a revolt.
But I don't think he's quitting.
Well,
the team quit.
But
I think he feels hampered and hamstrung, and he looks at his mortality in a sense. Not that he's going to retire anytime soon. I mean, he said in his press conference yesterday, or when I don't know if it was yesterday or today, that he wants to play until he's 40. We played the sound earlier. So, I mean, it's not like he's going to be done anytime soon.
No, but he's not showing the durability signs of Tom Brady to play until the age of 40 either. He can say that all he wants.
He's hurt every
he's banged up
every year.
Shoulders,
comes up.
Ankles.
Well, some of them are freak.
No,
like
but
collarbone is freak.
Brady doesn't get freak injuries outside of the one time his knee blew up on opening
Tom
day.
Tom Brady doesn't try to scramble and keep a play alive.
Yeah.
It's dead, it's dead. He goes down or throws it away.
Yep. Philip Rivers plays every Sunday.
That's very true.
Every Sunday.
Bigger body. Different. It's different, though. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like he was justified in orchestrating this change. But at other times, I realize that makes it really difficult for anyone to hire somebody, the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes really hard now. Because if you got him fired, then kind of by necessity, you need to be part of the process of bringing the next guy in.
Well, let's hear from Rodgers, because he was directly asked about this, and he addressed whether or not he was the reason McCarthy was fired.
You know, I hope that's not the reason. I think him and I, like any relationship, we have our amazing times. We have our times where we butt heads. But the basis, like I said, was built on mutual respect and communication. And, you know, we spent a lot of time here talking off the field at my house or his house, spending time together and growing in our friendship. And we accomplished a lot together. I mean, we've had some incredible moments just personally, you know, the things that I'm you know, always think about and appreciative of.
It sounds like it was just time. It sounds like they had a good time together, but then when it ran its course, it really ran its course, and they just couldn't work together. You know, we had Bruce Arians on. I think it was last week you were out.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Arians came on and talked about his desire come back and coach for really only one team, and that would be the Cleveland Browns. And mm-hmm. it was because he said it wasn't because of Baker Mayfield, but I think it was probably because of Baker Mayfield in part. But he loved Cleveland. He loved the fans of Cleveland and what the city was all about, like, tough-nosed and gritty and all those superlatives you can talk about with Cleveland fans. And they're there even when they stink. They're, mm-hmm. they're there. They mm-hmm. hate it, but they're there. Doesn't it seem like Bruce Arians, given who he's coached, whether it's Peyton or Big Ben or Andrew Luck, it kind of fits perfectly into the mold of who Aaron Rodgers is. Now, the difference mm-hmm. would be Aaron Rodgers is much older mm-hmm. when he would get him. Like, he had Andrew Luck when Andrew Luck was...
Carson Palmer's a better example.
Yeah, Carson. But he did good things with Carson
Palmer.
No, that's
Palmer. What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
you're
know,
right.
Obviously, Rodgers is better than Carson yeah. Palmer. Historically and even a little talent-wise, Palmer's talented. I mean, but yeah, for sure. But yeah. Rodgers is kind of freakishly talented. But Palmer was a couple of years older, but not much.
Yeah.
I mean,
that could be an interesting one.
Listen,
if Bruce
Arians could coach anybody, Bruce Arians is great.
Could. But it wouldn't be worth it for Bruce at, what is he, 62? 62. Yeah, same age as my dad. So he's 62 to go start anew with a young kid
mm-hmm.
who might take 3 or 4 years to get going. At a random place. Like, it wouldn't make sense for him to go to Buffalo if that Buffalo job was available.
I just don't feel like Rodgers and Bruce Arians would be a good fit personality-wise.
Really?
No.
I think they're exactly the same.
What?
Absolutely.
I feel like Bruce...
Bruce is blunt. He's as blunt as you can imagine.
Yeah, I don't get that from Rodgers. I feel like Rodgers is kind of a backdoor operator.
No, I think...
side room, hey, did you hear what... You know,
I think Bruce is
more overt, more brash. Hey, this is how we're doing it. And I could see Big Ben yelling back at him. I could see Peyton yelling back at
yeah.
him. I could see Carson saying, bleep you, I got it. I got it, coach. I think Rodgers is more delicate and different and sensitive, and it's all part of his greatness, but he's a unique package. That I think is contrary to a lot of the players he's coached.
But Aaron Rodgers needs someone he respects
yeah.
more than anything.
That's true.
Josh McDaniels is another name that keeps getting thrown out there. I don't know how I feel about that one. It's a unique offense that he runs in New England. Lots of crossing routes, lots of quick hitters, lots of let me throw it to the back. I mean, James White, he's on my fantasy team. Every week he's getting you 12 catches or 8 to 10 catches.
Who plays you finish in, by the way? What's the record?
I don't know. But
what's the record? Is this the league here?
I think I'm 10.
I don't know what Santa's record is, too.
I want to say I'm 11-3 or something.
11-3? That's what I finished up, 11-3. Got a first-round bye. Here we go. Although Kareem Hunt was on my team. I told you I dumped him before I even knew what was going to happen.
You were smart. Well, I won last week. Let me see.
Yeah, so did I. I won 9 straight. I'm tearing it up. My fantasy team is unstoppable. Got McCaffrey. I got a good team. I want to win some loot here.
10-3.
Okay. Yep. You have first round bye?
Second. I'm second out of 12.
What'd Santer finish up?
I don't know.
Santer, where'd you finish up in this league?
I believe 6-7. I missed the playoffs by one spot.
All
first
right.
time in this league's history that I didn't make the playoffs.
All right. So you've been doing a good job.
I had
with
a
that.
Really good team. I just got a lot of injuries.
Who's on your team again? Who'd you have?
I had Odell Beckham. Yeah. I had.
It took him a while, though, to get. He didn't score a touchdown for, what, like 4 weeks?
Took
five
him a
weeks?
While.
I had T.Y. Hilton and Randall.
He was hurt.
I mean, I just had. Doug Martin I picked up late in the year. I'm trying to think. I haven't
Who's
really been watching my team.
Who's your quarterback?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
I had Marlon Mack.
Injured.
Yeah. LeSean McCoy I had. There's a bunch of other guys I'm forgetting also because I haven't really checked my team, but whatever.
Is D-Cell in the league or no? No, he's not in there either?
D-Cell doesn't participate.
I was kicked out of that league.
Why?
For lack of participation.
Oh, you're one of those guys. We can't have that. I would have kicked you out, too.
Oh, man.
The inactivity. Yeah. There's got to be an integrity to this. We're playing for money.
Yeah.
You can't mess around.
Yeah.
Can't
let's get out. Let's get some closer answers on Aaron Rodgers.
What do you mean?
Leroy Butler.
Oh, I thought you were waiting for him to play something.
No.
I'm
waiting for you.
Are we going to have Leroy Butler? Now, he is he's interesting because he's there, mm-hmm. but he's a Favre guy. We've mm-hmm. had him on, good friend of the show. He knows what's happening. We will get an exact sense of what went down, what's next for the Packers. Leroy Butler coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. The CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way to save a little money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. This is a good song. This is a good video, too.
Yeah, it is.
This is a good video. A little meshing Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Yeah, nobody watches videos anymore. This was a good one, though.
This was a really good one.
I remember
one.
When this first came out, it was like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah.
What is Run DMC doing?
They were like, one. Aerosmith was yeah. on one side of the wall, then yeah. they got their ears, and they just smashed through the wall, and they melt genres. Two great bands. Well, I mean, Run DMC is not a band. What would you call them? Group?
Group. Yeah.
Run DMC was awesome. I love Run DMC. I do not believe that Mr. Butler is there at the moment. He's running a couple of minutes late, but we will try to get him. What's your favorite Run DMC song? Put you on the spot.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Run DMC. And...
It's. I mean, if we're talking 80s, man. I mean, that's when they started.
Or Reverend Run has a show.
Ron D. I know he does. I know.
Probably. What's the song that's like?
Peter Piper, Pig Peppers, Barum Rock Rhyme. It's Tricky.
Tricky. Yeah, Tricky.
It's Tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right on time. It's Tricky. Tricky. That's a good one. That's Tricky. What's that, Mike? Mike wants to sing.
So Leroy's running a little bit late. We might have to push him to the next segment.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we'll get him on at some point.
We're talking Run DMC yeah. right now.
Please don't interrupt the flow here. We're rapping.
I know.
We're vibing. We're collaborating over
now
here.
I gotta go. Now I got to go iTunes all this Run DMC songs.
I got a few on my phone.
I haven't listened to them.
Run DMC is tremendous.
Well, I get caught up in all the new stuff. It just takes you over.
You know how bad I wanted a thick. Not. I mean, I would never walk around with back in the day that thick of a chain.
Dude, I could totally see you doing it.
But I mean, you know, I just wear a little thin silver cross. But I was all into the gold back then, and I wanted a big fat rope gold. Parents would never get it for me.
Yeah, like,
no, we're not we're not getting. We're not gonna get that for you. What's that, D-Cell?
Want to do the blast?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's some good questions in the blast.
Well, for the blast?
Yeah.
You know what? You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Let's go. Here we go. The blast. All right, Teak, first up, buddy. Has Aaron Donald overtaken the lead for MVP?
No. I wish I could say yes because he had two more sacks. He had 16 and a half sacks. It's ridiculous. Nice. D-tackle, BT.
Four forced fumbles.
Yes. It's unbelievable. But Todd Gurley, 132 yards, two touchdowns himself last week. He's leading the league in rushing at 1,500 yards already.
Yeah, but you're not saying Todd Gurley's one, are you?
To me,
that's the way he positioned.
Todd Gurley is the man.
Bro, I'm not saying he's not the man. He's not going to win the MVP.
He's got 19 touchdowns.
Patty Mahomes. It's Pat Mahomes or Drew Brees. Yeah. Then you get into the Gurley territory.
You, if Pat Mahomes holds up without Kareem Hunt and they keep just scoring 40-plus points, I mean.
Yeah, right.
It's not about the other guys. It's about
Kelsey
Pat
had a huge game, but they get like 12 catches,
But it just shows you it's not about.
Oh yeah, no, I think we all know
him.
That.
It's about him.
Who, you know? By the way, Andrew Luck. Now he's out. He's off. Yeah. As much as he fought his way
can't
back
have
in,
over, dude.
He can't get shut out. Oof. So Luck is dropped. But I'm going to say Patty Mahomes one, and I'm going to go with Drew Brees still number two. Mm. Phillip Rivers in the mix as well. All right, team. Which NFL team helped itself most this past weekend? I'm going to go with the Ravens, actually. I'm going to go with the Ravens. Listen, we had Coach Billick on before. We're going to go with the Ravens here. They're in the mix. They're leading the way for the wild card. They are now. This is a big stiff test coming up this weekend, week 14 for them. But they've gotten their mojo back. When they remember they were winning like 17-7 against the Saints late in the third quarter weeks ago, and their season just went awry from that point. They lost a bunch straight. They've now ripped off three straight. They're 7-5, and they look pretty good.
Another three straighter is the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos. They pulled themselves. They were afterthought. Mm-hmm. Case Keenum can't get it done. His defense has lost too much. They won three in a row, 6-6 right now. They might have the defensive rookie of the year in Bradley Chubb, who's got 10 sacks. On the season.
Does he have that many?
Yeah. 10
well, he
sacks.
Quietly got to 10.
Quietly got to 10.
He was kind of slow out of the shoot.
Philip Lindsay was a stud.
Oh, he's having a heck of a
dude.
He's
made,
fast.
You know what I love most about him last week? Don't buzz me quick detail. He made Vontaze Burfict look like he was a clown on that long 67-yard run.
Oh, yeah. Down on the left side?
He jocked him down, right on the sideline. He fell on his butt.
Now you're jocking Jay.
Exactly. He goes the distance. And then Cortland Sutton has turned into a really good wide receiver.
I loved him coming out of the SMU.
I'm going to say Denver.
Good call. By the way, Santer said in my ear, Seattle. It's a good pick as well. Seattle's balling too. They won a couple. And they've won big games, beating Carolina, beating teams they had to handle. So it's getting tight. Patrick Beverly fined 25 large for throwing the ball at a fan. Same as basically KD for cursing out the fan. Same penalty they were assessed from the NBA.
Yeah.
Is this the right, proper punishment? Here's a look at it if you watch it.
We hit this yesterday a little bit. But look, you got to do something. 25 grand isn't going to make or break these guys at all. It's what they spend on dinner when they take the whole
crew out.
They're
playing on the team playing cards.
Exactly.
Seriously. I've been on those.
But you got to do something. You got to at least make them think about not spending the night handing, playing tunk and giving over the cash. So, yeah, it's the right punishment. You don't want to go too punitive, but you got to make them, dissuade them just a little bit.
Give a little something to think about.
Yeah.
Give a little. So
exactly
next time if they lose a game, if they lose something on the team plan, they've actually got to go to their account or they've got to go to the ATM and actually withdraw it because they don't have it in their pocket at the time. Make them think about it. Not too punitive. Well said. I agree. You got to find them, but you can't crush them. I'm okay with 25. All right, Teak, the Washington State AD infers that the football team is ranked number 13 because the Pac-12 is once. I'm so tired of the Pac-12 disrespect. How about you win some? How about you play?
Don't lose to Washington just because of the snow.
Every year I hear about the Pac-12 disrespect. Put out a better product. You won't get disrespected. You weren't disrespected when USC was great. You weren't disrespected when Andrew Luck was balling at Stanford. You're getting no respect because you're not that good now. Is he right about the perception of the conference? Well, where I stand, so you take it away.
Yeah, they're disrespected. He is right about it.
Well, but I'm saying, is it with merit? Look, they're disrespected for a reason because they're not as good as the Big Ten or the SEC or the Big 12.
Washington won the Big 12 against Utah in the game on Saturday, 10-3 against Utah.
That's gross.
And what did they finish the season? 8-3? And they're the Big 12 champions? Of course you're disrespected because the conference isn't that good.
Okay, because you made it seem as if he had merit.
No. Washington State was the one team I would have said has a chance. But then you go and lose a game to Washington. I know the weather was horrible.
Snowing.
Whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
The elements are part of the character of the game.
Is that the Apple Cup, right?
The Apple
we
Cup.
Can't play in the snow. Win the game. You'll get your respect.
You can
want
win.
My respect. Tommy Gunn. I want my respect. He pulls that. I want my respect. My street's outside. All right. The Cardinals have started discussions with the D-backs. This is who I think the Mets should get. Paul Goldschmidt. Mm-hmm. Is he the most underrated player
you
in
tell
baseball?
Me. I mean, he started really slow last year.
He's not underrated. Paul Goldschmidt's in the MVP race every single year.
Yeah,
he's not
underrated. I think he's underknown.
He could be underappreciated.
Yes, underknown. I
don't even know that he's under. I think he's underappreciated. Paul Goldschmidt is on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Not only is he a good hitter, he's a great first baseman. Mm-hmm. And for a big guy, he's about 6'3". He's a good base runner as well. He's had a couple of years where he swiped 20 bags. That guy is a superstar.
I don't know if underrated is the right word, but there's under something there. It's because he's not talked about enough for as good as he is. And he started bad this year, and he still found a way to.
I think he hit about 117 in April, and he got up to his numbers.
Yeah.
The Cardinals always seem to make great moves like this. It wouldn't surprise me if they get him. He's a star. I love Paul Goldschmidt. Ack.
How are you?
How good is Goldschmidt?
I love him.
Yeah, he's really
good.
What's
not to like about
him? Nah, he does it all. He catches it at first base. He can run. He's got pop. He can hit all fields, left center gap, right center gap.
He'd be great in St. Louis.
He'd be great anywhere. He's just a star.
But St. Louis is one of those spots where they love their own.
Yeah.
And it's a one paper town.
Yeah.
You know, there's a romanticism to the Cardinals.
You better have come up through the system, through the farm. We know you from when you were in the single A.
Yeah. Yep. And the other thing, too, is, but, you know, the St. Louis Blues obviously are great, but without the Rams and, you know, without an NBA team, to your point, I mean, they have, you know, as funny, as much as baseball, I don't mean regionally, nationally, it's obviously different template than it was for years, but regionally, it's baseball still popping. Mm-hmm. But in St. Louis, baseball is just,
oh, yeah.
It's the apex. It's everything.
Right.
It's awesome. get the update for Mac. We'll come back. Hopefully, we'll get with Leroy Butler. Did we get in touch? All right, we got him coming up. We get some answers on Rodgers McCarthy at the Rax update coming at you right now.
And, guys, there has been a lot of movement in the Hot Stove League earlier today. The Mets introduced their newest acquisitions in Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz. The Nationals have counted that move, reportedly coming to terms with free agent lefty Patrick Corbin on a 6-year, $140 million deal. He chooses Washington over Philadelphia and the Yankees. Urban Meyer stepping down today after 7 seasons at Ohio State, and the signs were evident throughout the season from the 3-game suspension to start, and then assistant Ryan Day's success, and the biggest one, Meyer looking worn and occasionally bent over on the sideline from the headaches caused by a cyst in his brain, which he said had begun to take its toll. There was no question of his success. He has a lifetime .853 winning percentage and is 82-9 with the Buckeyes. However, a part of his legacy also includes, among other things, mishandling the domestic abuse case involving former assistant Zach Smith. USC has reportedly agreed to a deal with Cliff Kingsbury to become the Trojans' new offensive coordinator. The Steelers' James Conner out Sunday due to a sprained ankle. The Sixers' Markelle Fultz out indefinitely with thoracic outlet syndrome. And the NHL has its 32nd franchise, with the league unanimously approving one for Seattle to begin play in 2021. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Okay, we need some answers, so we got to get to our buddy Leroy Butler, who's been with us many times here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and of course SiriusXM 206 around the country. McCarthy out. Rodgers, and interesting reaction to McCarthy's firing. All sorts of rumblings and rumors. Mark Chamora piped in. I mean, everybody's got a take on this. It's obviously a huge story. And Leroy Butler, as I said, of course, a 4-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro as well, a Super Bowl champ, and he is royalty in the city of Green Bay in the state of Wisconsin. He's back here on Tiki and Tierney. What up, Leroy? How you been?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And listening to Aaron Rodgers makes me think about when people go to funerals when their parents pass away.
Yeah.
And they cry and they ask God to take me instead of my parents. But when your parents were alive, you didn't compliment them. You didn't even go see them.
Mm. Damn. Wow. Leroy Butler is coming out throwing flames.
Wow. All this good stuff when McCarthy was right next to you, Aaron. That would have been great to do that.
Hey, damn. You know, Laura, how bad, or was it overblown? How bad was their relationship?
Sounds terrible.
I'm telling you, right?
Well, I think for the most part, it was a working relationship like a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're married, you don't always agree with your wife, but you always say, yes, dear. That means you're... Aaron think that he probably, after 13 years or 10 years together, that he's gotten to that level that he doesn't need to where every now and then he could change a player to. If it's successful, great.
Yeah.
But if you look at the way they lost to Arizona, if Aaron makes a couple better throws, Mike McCarthy still has his job. If a guy they signed on Tuesday intercepts a pass, he still has his job.
Yeah.
So I would say somewhere in the middle, but it was getting bad.
All right. We're talking to Leroy Butler, formerly of the Packers, and he's chimed in. He's out there, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Bunch of Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl, bunch of All-Pros as well. Great player. He knows the organization as well as anybody. Here's my problem with Aaron Rodgers. Number one, he has not played like Aaron Rodgers in big chunks this season. I know he's only got the 1 or 2 picks, but he's missed a lot of throws that Rodgers can make, usually with his left hand. And you know what bothers me, Leroy? He comes across as very, very calculated, very passive aggressive, very, I don't know. I just feel like I'm kind of with Mark Chamora here. I feel like he's going to look bad if he already doesn't with McCarthy being whacked with 4 games to go. Do you feel that way?
I think you're spot on, but for the most part, people used to always say up here, as long as 12 is getting dressed, you got a chance of winning. Mm-hmm. They don't say that anymore. They say that you have to get talent around him.
Mm.
So they've been trying to do that. It's the sort of psychologist. I would have wanted Aaron Rodgers to say, listen, guys, at the press conference, me and Mike McCarthy had a great run. And maybe we've taken each other, you know, to the limits. But a lot of this I should catch some smoke too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I haven't played to my level. I haven't done the thing. I think I'm 19th in QBR and stuff you media guys talk about. I'm number one.
Yeah.
So yeah. I just feel bad about it, but my loyalty is the guys in this locker room, and I'm going to continue to play for Joe Philbin. But at the same time, MVP and possibly a Hall of Famer under Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
I think he deserves better. They should have kept him for at least another month.
I agree. Now, Laura, you do a show out there, so you talk to the fans, you see them, you go to the games, you hear all of this. What is their perception of Aaron Rodgers now, right? Or just in the last couple of months, I guess we could ask.
85 to 90% are all Aaron Rodgers' corner, and they say good riddance to Mike McCarthy.
Mm. Wow.
Mike McCarthy held them back. And then when we say, well, Mike McCarthy is wide open receivers, you know, going down the stretch and then throw 50 attempts and only has 17 points, they'll say, no, you got to get talent around him. He's a Hall of Famer. He's, you know, he's the best we've ever had, and we need to support him, and which I agree with a lot of that.
Yeah.
He needs to catch some of the smoke as well, not just McCarthy. But guess what? We're going to find out against Atlanta. If he starts playing well, people are going to say, well, he plays bad. They're going to say, well, he's on the other side,
yeah,
and he's, you're trending down. So he's in a catch 22.
Wow, that situation, that comment's coming up already? 34, 35, trending down already? Well, start to say that?
Yeah, he's 35 years old. And Tom Brady's, what, 42,000 years old? He still plays decent.
So's Drew Brees. So's Big Ben. So's Phillip Rivers.
Right. Those guys, when you bring that up in the barbershop, people, they want to cut you with the razor to shave
you. Yeah.
No, Aaron Rodgers is better than those guys. I said, but statistically, if you Aaron Rodgers, fantasy, if you're going into the playoffs, you don't know if you can start it. Right. I mean, it's about numbers, and that's what we've had to go through for a long time, and it has not been there.
Talking to Leroy Butler, great stuff here. Tiki and Tierney, former safety for the Packers, Super Bowl 31 champ as well, of course.
Obviously, the next step is who then coaches Aaron Rodgers, and we don't believe that he's going to have a say in who the next head coach of the Green Bay Packers is. But
I like how you put Belize with a small instead of a capital.
Exactly. But what kind of coach can deal with an Aaron Rodgers? Because he's unique, man. He's not like the other superstar quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, here's the thing, and that's a great question. Here's the thing. You have to get a coach to bring his system in and has to coach Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers needs to have zero, and I mean zero input to his coach. Aaron, and he shouldn't want it. Aaron should let people know, like, okay, listen, this Mike McCarthy thing is over, it's past me, I'm ready to move on. If I'm the best, if people say, I'm going to be good in any system. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this next coach one of the best moves of all time. I'm going to win a Super Bowl. I'm going to pass Brett Favre in a lot of people's eyes, and I'm going to be rejuvenated. And the only guy I think can do that is a coach that he respects. I don't think that'll be a coach in the college rank because he'll be about the same age as one of these Sean McVay type guys. He's not going to listen to those guys. If you want to get a defensive guy, then you need a guy, some pedigree like a North Turner type who can control the offense. And either one of the Harbaugh brothers will be okay, and they'll be strong on Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is going to be disappointed, and he may not perform well because he'll be hard on him. So I'd say you have to get somebody who's a little bit more harder and has a great system that these guys can flourish in.
You know, as I listen to Leroy Butler, who's with us here on the show, of course, and just great perspective that we can't bring. We're at a studio in New York. You're sitting in the middle of it, man. You do radio every day. This is a real treat, and I know our audience is enjoying this. As I hear you talk, it just entered my mind. I almost am beginning to think that the end, whenever that is, you know, 3-4 years, I'm not saying it's immediately coming. The end for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay is going to be ugly. Because unlike Brett Favre, where people would walk to the end of the plank in shark-infested waters because they love him and he was a guy's guy and he was relatable and he was a blue-collar dude, I think Aaron Rodgers' personality, which is a little different, we all know that, I think that's going to be a detriment as he ages and his performance weakens. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think there's some truth to that. I think you're ahead of the curve on it, too, because I'm going to tell you something. If Mike McCarthy goes to Cleveland or Detroit or Buffalo and wins 10 games and get into the playoffs, everybody's going to blame Aaron that he ran him out of town. But if Aaron can get back to MVP status, they're going to say, well, McCarthy was holding him back. and we're moving on. So that's how people are going to look at it, because the next person to run this franchise is not on this roster. They're going to draft a quarterback. Now you're going to see what Brett Favre had to go through when he had to sit there with a first-round pick, although it was 24th. Aaron still was a first-round pick. How's Aaron going to treat the next guy that comes in that locker that's going to replace him in a few years? But the good thing about it, he has $130 million guaranteed next 4 years. So, you know, so they're taking – because he's going to be here. I can't see them trading him for like a Herschel Walker track deal. He's going to be here, so he has to make it work.
Yeah. Now, one thing that did change a little bit, these last couple months is Mike Pettine became the defensive coordinator. They played a little bit better defensively. Do you think that the conversation about, well, Aaron's never had a good defense, or Aaron's got to have this around him, do you think that that's changing or heading in the right direction?
Well, it definitely changed. It was number one at one point in sacks, and they did something a lot of people didn't expect. I mean, if you look at last week against Minnesota, they was in that game.
Yeah.
The defense kept them in the game, and the offense just could not just turn it over. And I'm going to tell you something. In this league, if you give up 20 points, you're probably going to win.
Did we lose him for good? I know we cut out a little bit.
I think we lost him.
Wanted to see if we can get him back on. We got a couple of minutes. Maybe finish up that thought.
Yeah.
He's so capable. No, we got him back. Leroy, you back, buddy?
Yep.
Okay, yep. Go ahead.
So I was thinking that, you know, the defense, I thought, has been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, at one, they were number one in sacks. Like I said before, they were in that game. And they were in the game this past week. But, sir, if I told you guys this, Aaron Rodgers attempted 50 and only scored 17 points.
Yeah, but bring him down, buddy.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's driving somewhere, hitting a bad spot.
Yeah.
Basically,
what I think he's saying is that he's saying the defense played well enough to win.
Yeah.
And if you're going to say Aaron Rodgers is going to throw 50 something times and they're only going to score 17 points, you're like, what the heck is going on?
Not adding up.
So, as much as it is on everything else around Aaron Rodgers, it's also on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, and we're going to give one more shot because he's so awesome. Want to finish this up the right way. Leroy Butler, I think he's back with us. Leroy, basically, you could just finish up how the defense did their job and basically Rodgers didn't.
Yeah, and I think if I told you before, if Aaron Rodgers attempted 50 passes and they scored 17 points, you would shake your head and you lost to a rookie quarterback. You would say, this is not what we're used to seeing. Something had to work. But normally the Green Bay Packers don't have a knee-jerk reaction like firing a coach, the same thing like Cleveland did.
Yeah, not to mention a team coming in from the desert and winning at Lambeau. The symbolism.
And they had a kicker that was terrible at the beginning of the year with another team.
Oh, I know.
Comes in to make kicks, and your kicker that lives there missed a kick.
He's missed a few this year. Leroy, before we have to go, otherwise we'd keep rolling with this. Leroy Butler, former champ Packers, of course, great safety, bunch of Pro Bowls, all pro as well, with us here on Teke and Tierney. I said to Teke the other day, and I really believe this. Listen, prestige aside, there's only one Lombardi, there's only one Lambo. Understood. But when I look at the dynamics of the NFC North, right, the Bears are getting good, or the Bears are good, and they have a chance to be really good for a long time. The Lions, all right, you know, they'll make some progress at some point. Basically, and now the Vikings, you know, even though they've disappointed a little bit, they're still competent and certainly a threat. My point is that all these years, the division was garbage, and they didn't max out when the Bears were terrible and the Lions were recycling coaches and the Vikes had about three or four different quarterbacks. Now there's actually competition in the NFC North. So the job from the prestige point of view is great, but I don't think it's an easy job moving forward football-wise.
No, you're right about that. Those teams have had a backseat for a long time. They saw the same movie, and it was starring number 12 and Mike McCarthy. Now they see an opening. So the Green Bay Packers have to get back to winning the division and getting into the playoffs. Ultimately, it's about getting into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Dude, we really appreciate you, man. Every time something pops up, you're always good to us, always generous with your time. We appreciate you calling back a few times when the phone cut out as well. Great perspective from somebody who really knows. Thank you very much.
And Tiki, tell your brother, he's a Hall of Famer in my book.
Hey, I don't care what people say. I agree with you. Yeah. I appreciate that, Leroy.
Nice.
All right, take care, buddy.
Be good, my man. There he is. It's good. How about the way he started the interview?
He's right, though.
The analogy about a funeral?
Right.
I mean, that was...
Think about what's happened. Aaron Rodgers in his press conference talked about how good they were, and they spent some time together outside mm-hmm. of the facility, and they have these memories and yada, 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 yada. But all we've heard for the last 3 months is, I don't like this guy. I hate this offense. I hate this.
I can't stand phoniness, man. Yeah. I don't have patience or room or tolerance for phoniness.
Yeah, you'd almost rather
be abrasive and be overt right. with your thoughts. Don't try to conceal and don't be, you know, under the table. I think Aaron Rodgers is being really slippery mm-hmm. here, and that bothers me.
He wants to be liked.
Well, I think we all want to be liked, but
but in this specific.
Oh, yeah. He wants to come out looking good
Not, I mean, yeah, everybody wants to be liked.
You want to yield the sword and also look like the hero.
Exactly.
I got you. No, I would agree with that. Exactly. That's a tough balance to straddle. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the court of public opinion, it doesn't seem like he's doing it very well. Most people are calling him out on it.
In 2018, it doesn't work.
Nope.
Can't fool people.
Anything good on the hoop scene tonight? It's a Tuesday, so we'll get some good TNT, I would imagine,
right? Look.
We got anything good?
Tonight?
Blazers, Mavericks. Mavericks are pretty hot. No Lakers. Nothing really great, so kind of a quiet NBA night. Mm. I'm sure something will happen tonight or tomorrow. It always does. We're back for a great Wednesday. Have an awesome Tuesday night. Appreciate you, and we will see you soon. Got to roll. Peace. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.